Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars, test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower, and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Well, the cattle complex should open moderately higher today, supported by residual buying interest and last week's cash premium. The lean hog futures are also likely to resume trading Wednesday with a firm undertone. The cash cattle market should start to field a few more bids today, probably around $112 in our part of the country. Yeah, we're looking at asking prices to surface with greater definition as well. Having said that, yesterday's big surge in futures will certainly encourage feedlot managers to price show lists higher and stand tall at least until tomorrow or Friday. Our guess is that asking prices will probably start about 115, 116 in our part of the country. Look for the cash hog trade to keep trading slowly but steadily higher. At midweek, opening bids are likely to range from steady to a dollar higher. Sounds like the Saturday kill will be cut back to 240,000 head. If so, the weekly kill should total close to about 2.42 million head. The lean futures should begin with moderate strength, supported by follow-through buying and technical optimism. Well, the soybeans closed higher for the second straight day yesterday, but lost some of their momentum in late trading. More export sales and higher vegetable oil markets in Asia provided much of the lift, as did dry weather in Argentina. Corn's rally also lost some steam going into the close, with lead December up about 1.5 cents. Corn got a lift early when USDA announced the sale of 10.9 million bushels of the 2016 harvest to South Korea. Wheat markets were mostly lower yesterday after a lightly traded session as big global crops kept a lid on prices. Statistics from Canada on Monday put that country's harvest at 31.7 million metric tons, up 15% from a year ago and up from an average trade forecast. Now, the corn again closed with thin gains following the export sale to South Korea. That sale followed Monday's weekly export inspections, which were up 39%. That's a 39% jump from the prior week. And soybeans finished about 4% higher as investors backed away after bidding the market as much as 17 cents higher earlier following the two export sales. We'll check futures in a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
On our futures, December live cattle up 202 at the close, 109.85. February was up 207 at 111.05. January feeder cattle up 252 at 126.85. March up 240 at 123.77. February hogs up 267, 57.47. April was up about 250 at 63.62. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat. March down 3.5 cents, 405. May was down 3 3/4 at 416 3/4. Chicago wheat March down 1.5 at 406 3/4. May down 1 cent, 419 1/4. March corn up 1 1/4 at 360 1/2. May was up 1 cent, 367 1/4. January soybeans up 4 1/4 at 1047 3/4. The March was up 4.5, 1057 3/4. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.